My name is Barbara Elizabeth Appleyard, née Glazebrook, and I was born at Croft Cottage, Oulton, in 1946. My father was Arthur Rimmington Glazebrook, and he was senior partner of a firm of solicitors in Leeds, Diblupton and Co. He was born in the South, and his father was Sir Richard Tetley Glazebrook. And my mother was Joan Annie Glazebrook, née Marsden. She was born in Whitkirk. And my mother was also related to the Bentley family. At weekends, it was a case of, are we drinking Tetleys or Bentleys?
What do you know about the connection then between your mother and Charles Frederick Hoyle, who was the managing director of Bentley's Brewery?
My great-grandfather, Charles Frederick Hoyle, who lived at the Grove at Oulton, one of his daughters, who was my grandmother, was Edith Mildred Hoyle. And she married Philip Saltmarsh Marsden, and they moved to Hollin Hall. It was a very large house that eventually became the miners' welfare, I think, and is now no longer there. They then moved to the Grange at Whitkirk, just adjacent to Whitkirk Church, as he was land agent for Lord Irwin at Temple Newsham.
Were you aware that you were descended from somebody who was quite an important part in the Eshildwell Brewery?
Yes, I was. And in fact, I had horses in my younger days and used to go to the brewery regularly to get buckets of the brewings to feed the horses on. So yes, I was very much aware, but of course didn't know sort of anybody who was there in those days. So, you know, I remember driving in either under the railway bridge or going in through the main entrance and just driving up, helping myself to buckets of grains and driving off again.
And was that because you were a descendant of the bosses, so to speak, and it was a privilege that you had?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody knew who I was, or I wasn't aware of anybody knowing who I was. Local farmers used to go as well with tractors and trailers and then spread the grains out in the fields for the cows.
And did you have to buy that material, or was it just sort of given away?
No, it was free. Well, I had it free. I don't know if anybody else had to pay for it, but nobody ever asked me for any money.
When you were young then, in the family in Oulton, were you very much conscious of the fact that you were descended from the Bentleys and the Tetleys?
Yes, I was. Mainly through, you know, it being mentioned all the time. And father used to be a member of Temple Newsham Shoot, along with Noel Tetley. So we had a lot of connections with the Tetleys. And obviously not so much the Bentleys, because there weren't sort of any left. Richard, my eldest brother, and David were both in the regular army. And, you know, and at times, as I say, when they came home on leave, it was a joke as to what they were drinking that weekend. And maybe one of the boys would go down to Bentley's and, you know, get a cask of ale and bring it back. And that would stand in the cellar and it would be tapped, I think the word is. We have a Bentley mug that's been handed down through the generations. It originated from Henry Bentley in 1808, he was born, and he built the brewery and had the mug made. That was then handed down to the original Charles Frederick Hoyle, that was the manager of the brewery. That was then passed to his son, also Charles Frederick Hoyle, and on the death of his wife, Lorna, was passed to my mother. She then passed it to my brother, David, in 1978, and sadly, that mug is now in New Zealand with my niece.